KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. You're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
And then they were asked to perform cognitive tests during sleep deprivation. And the results showed that creatine induces changes and improves cognitive performance and processing speed even during sleep deprivation. So I'm about to take a trip where I got an overnight flight to Europe, and then I got a connection, and it's going to be a lot of sleep deprivation. And I'm thinking of doing, you know, a little bit of creatine loading so that I don't feel brain dead by the time I reach my destination. And interestingly, there are studies on oral creatine in depression. Here's a study. Efficacy and safety profile of oral creatine as an add-on to cognitive behavioral therapy in depression. Now, we know that CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is great for depression. You kind of reframe your worldview, and it's efficacious. It just changes your mind, and it induces neuroplasticity. It's, you know, kind of changes the brain circuitry. So yeah, CBT for depression, great. But they looked at CBT with or without oral creatine, and the amounts used, pretty moderate amounts, 3 to 5 milligrams per day, in this meta-analysis, or actually, this is not a meta. This was an 8-week study where people took creatine. It was a very short duration study. And what they found was that indeed
you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. We will resume normal programming shortly.
KCNR invites you to join us this second.
This is one of those moonshot things, you know, when previous presidents have said, hey, we're going to come up with a cure for cancer by whatever. You know, they kind of call it out. And so far, that's a tall order, right? Coming up with a cure for all the different diverse types of cancer. That is a goal that has eluded us. Well, in a little bit of a grandiose gesture, RFK Jr. said, hey, we're going to undertake an effort to identify the causes and come up with cures for autism by fall of 2025. All right. And, you know, I'm a little skeptical as to whether a complex condition like autism can be unraveled in a mere few months. But hey, it's a good goal. Here's an item that suggests, and oh, by the way, you know, when it comes to, you know, is autism merely a result of vaccines? Some people claim it's all about vaccines. I think that vaccines, we need to open our lens to look at the potential influence of vaccines in autism, even though previous studies have suggested, man, you know, not such a big contributor. But vaccines for some vulnerable kids may be a trigger for an immune response that damages their brains. That still needs to be investigated. That's not what I'm talking about here. A new study suggests that CBD, something that we talk about frequently here on Intelligent Medicine, we have a longtime sponsor in CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, that makes CBD products. Interesting study. And again, this is not a panacea. This is not a home run against a complex, multifaceted brain condition. But headline here, CBD cannabis extracts could reduce autism symptoms in youth. A new review presented at the annual European Congress of Psychiatry held in April in Madrid. Researchers from Brazil presented three studies where interventions that included orally administered CBD cannabis extracts with very small amounts of THC, not the, you know, amounts present in marijuana cigarettes. You know, we're not talking reefer madness here, but the very self-same way that PlusCBDOil.com, that CV Sciences leverages small amounts of THC to augment the benefits of CBD in their products. What they found was that dosages of CBD were associated with enhanced social responsiveness, reduced disruptive behavior, and alleviated anxiety in young people with autism. There was also a trend towards improved sleep quality with the use of CBD extracts, and there were no significant differences between CBD users and placebo users in terms of adverse effects. So a promising study. I mean, again, it's not a panacea. It's not a one-note Charlie for addressing autism, but it should be part of an all-of-the-above approach to dealing with this challenging problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30%. 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit healthygut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's healthygut.com, healthygut.com for Holozyme.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
So Trump's 2025 physical exam. I mean, he is kind of a phenom because he, look, like him or not, he's a pretty vibrant guy at the age of 78 and 10 months. And he's not on a particularly great diet. He's, you know, he guzzles Diet Coke. He's 6'3" and 224 pounds. And, his diet isn't particularly great. And he exercises. I mean, he does play some golf, but, you know, is golf really, you know, intensive exercise? The guy is 6 years older than I am. He's got tremendous energy, and he doesn't sleep much. I mean, there are some people who are just short sleepers. So what they found was he has pretty normal numbers. He has a PSA of 0.1, which is great from the standpoint of prostate health. He has a cholesterol of 140. Well, he's on a statin drug, and he's also on Zetia. He's got an HDL of 77, which would be pretty good, although he does have plaque, according to a previous calcium scan. And his medications include aspirin as well as some skin cream. And so the conclusion is that the president is in good health. He's got high cholesterol, some seasonal allergies. He's got a little bit of rosacea, and end of story. But interesting guy, because, I mean, he definitely has something. He's got a very strong constitution that just keeps him powering through a lot of adversity at an age where a lot of people are just chilling out and feeling kind of fatigued and debilitated. So he's doing something right, or he's got good genes. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Breakcore Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10, Vitamin K2, and microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. There, you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for...
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
$10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt? You can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-3555. That's 800-885-3555. Again, that's 800-885-3555.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I think that something that resonated with me was your resilience, Joe. I think that you do have a lot of resilience because you didn't figure out what you wanted to do until later on in life, and I think that's perfectly fine because me, I'm a junior in high school right now. I'm not quite sure what I want to do, but for me that was really important. Like, you tried so many things, but you didn't settle for something that you didn't want to do, which I think is also super important. So just your resilience was very, like...
Daniela, resilience. You know, life is going to require resilience. And resilience is nothing more than having a belief in who you are and what you do.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that's the number where you can reach us if you have a question or comment. So let's hear one of those.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I listened to your show quite a bit. I'm in Boston. I have a lot of medical questions, but the main thing that is, have you seen the new GROK3, G-R-O-K, 3 site? It's the most amazing AI site I've ever read. Talk about medical questions, man. It's like a person actually talking to you. I'm so blown away by it. Why don't you check it out? It's just so amazing. I'm on it all the time. GROK, G-R-O-K-3. I'll ask more questions another time. I've learned a lot. Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, this is really an interesting question because AI is really revolutionizing health and medicine. And so, you know, there's a lot of ramifications to this because a lot of people may say that this is going to reach the point where, you know, it'll make programs like this obsolete because, you know, people call in with questions. And, you know, some of these people are old school. They don't realize that there are remarkable tools where you can go, like ChatGPT or Grok is the Elon Musk version of AI, and they can pose a medical question, and they can get a very, very detailed readout of all the information available on that medical question. And I have to say, I haven't used Grok 3, but I have used some of the other services when I'm researching questions. And that for me is a starting point, because I can get a, you know, very complete rundown with references, and then I can look at the references and I can do a deeper dive on the subject. And so it's amazing. And what these things are, these are what are called large language models, which means that they scan all the available information out there and they synthesize them and put them together. And sometimes you can talk to them because they now have the capability that they can apply a voice to the playback of the information that sounds very natural, like you're talking to a person. So is it conceivable that at some future date, intelligent medicine, you know, maybe when I'm, you know, 122 and long gone, we'll be able to synthesize intelligent medicine based on AI and utilize my voice so that I will live immortally on this program. You know, the first medical show that has, you know, a 75-year run. The problem is that these AI is, you know, still goes back to this principle of GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. And a large language model is based on whatever information is out there. And by definition, you have to be selective about that information. And that introduces bias, because you can't have like garbage information, you know, like ridiculous ideas in your medical assessment. So you have mainstream ideas, but often intelligent medicine, this show and me, I take sometimes a critical view of some of the mainstream views of medicine. And that's where the human brain, or at least, you know, a critical thinking apparatus, differs from a machine algorithm, you know, however sophisticated it is. And that's why I think there's always going to be a role for doctors and health experts to help us interpret all the data that's out there. So these are going to be helpful. Look, AI, there's no question, is going to help us with tasks like analyzing X-rays and CAT scans and things like that. And MRIs, it's also going to help dermatologists, because dermatologists, you know, send tissue samples for pathology. And there are certain patterns that AI can be trained to recognize that indicate the presence or absence of cancer, and to facilitate diagnosis. And I've talked to radiologists about their, you know, I said, you know, hey, radiologists, and I've talked to dermatologists, is this going to make your job make you obsolete? And what they say is no. In fact, it's just going to make us more efficient, because if we're peering over, you know, dozens and dozens of X-rays, humans get tired. They can make human error. And what this does is increases our efficiency, because the AI programs will highlight anomalies to us, but we still have to intercede and say, are they right? And part of the problem still with these AI programs is that they sometimes hallucinate. For reasons unknown, they sometimes make stuff up. Like a junior high school kid who's making up a book report and doesn't know what they're talking about. And sometimes, just to throw a couple of sentences together with a plausible answer, they'll literally make stuff up. And so attorneys, for example, have actually been caught up when using AI in writing legal briefs, because when their legal briefs are scrutinized, it turns out that some of the precedents that are cited are not there. They're just made up. They're just designed to complete the circle on a legal argument. And the same thing can be said sometimes for medicine. Doctors who use AI in diagnosis, AI can be great for diagnosis. You know, you put in the you know, a bunch of blood tests, and you put in a bunch of facts about a patient that you're seeing, and it'll list the possibilities. But many, for example, emergency room docs who have to act fast to come up with an answer or else they make a mistake, they'll use AI to come up with the possibilities. And some of them have said the AI was pointing us in the wrong direction. And human instinct, and just that intangible way that doctors sometimes can just eyeball a patient and say, something's not right here. I've got this theory, and it turns out to be right. That's not something that AI can be trained to do yet. So interesting question, but we're not quite there yet with AI. And, you know, look, it's going to be a great tool, and, you know, I appreciate your efforts to delve into this new technology. It's getting better and better, and we're going to have a lot of options at our disposal. But we're still going to need that human touch for proper discernment of all the facts that are out there. Folks, are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular age is beginning to decline when you're just 25, and it's only downhill afterwards. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging, and it could be the root of your fatigue. There's something called the mitochondrial theory of aging. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells and targets the mitochondria. It's NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT-factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT-factor Essentials bundle and get 20% off either size of NT-factor lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT-factor free. Patented energy is a portable version of the NT-factor lipids powder, which I throw into a shake. But if you don't have a blender handy, patented energy contains the same patented lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer that's portable. Just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT-factor Essentials bundle. Okay, this item is about the health benefits of sauerkraut. We know that fermented foods can be beneficial for the gut. And so we often tell people, hey, you know, make sure that you have kimchi, sauerkraut, natural pickles, because if there's potassium sorbate in your pickles, it's just going to kill the probiotics in your pickles. Live things like miso and fresh yogurt that's not pasteurized. Researchers tested whether sauerkraut's nutrients could help protect intestinal cells from inflammation-related damage. They found that sauerkraut helped maintain the integrity of intestinal cells, but raw cabbage did not. There was no noticeable difference between grocery store sauerkraut and a special lab-made version. So the researchers say that some of the metabolites we find in the sauerkraut are the same kind of metabolites we're finding to be made by the gut microbiome. These are what are called postbiotics. And that's one of the reasons why I like our Dr. Hero's probiotic, because it is a postbiotic, akin in some ways to sauerkraut, but in a convenient capsule. The researchers say that the benefits of probiotics extend beyond just providing beneficial bacteria. There are beneficial metabolites, postbiotics such as lactic acid, amino acids, and plant-based chemicals linked to gut health. And that may explain why fermented foods are often associated with digestive benefits. Researchers conclude a little bit of sauerkraut could go a long way. So include fermented foods in your diet. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Wall Street versus Main Street is a pile of nonsense.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The stock market was all over the place due to the expected tariffs. And guess what? Wall Street still made money. Mom and pop stores weren't even affected.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And if you've got a question like this caller, jot that number down and call anytime during the week and record your question. So let's hear what they've got.
This is Rita from Iowa. My youngest daughter has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, actually HEDS. Since October, she's 43, since October, whenever she does something pretty physical, and her job is physical a couple times a week, she has blood in her urine then. And so she was wondering, you know, what she can do to prevent this, if there's anything. Is there a supplement that she could take that would help with that? And why does it happen? If you could answer those questions for us, we would be appreciative. Thank you.
Okay, well, this is a complex question because hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is a very, very complicated disorder. And it's only something that's been recognized relatively recently, and it's controversial because some people say it's vastly underdiagnosed, and other people say it's becoming kind of a fad diagnosis, and it explains away such a vast and disparate number of symptoms that virtually anyone could qualify for hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome if they're feeling crappy. Okay. It is genetic. The likelihood of having hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is increased if you've got a parent with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, but they don't have a gene test for it. I mean, they've got a gene test for, you know, the so-called Alzheimer's genes. They have gene tests for certain other things, but they haven't really nailed it so that they can do a test to see if you really have it. So it's based on symptoms, and the symptoms are legion, especially what's called joint hypermobility, very flexible joints, especially in the hips, shoulders, elbows, knees, fingers, and toes. And that suggests that it's a collagen disorder, right? And that it results in a lot of dislocations and, you know, the potential for arthritis and pain. The skin sometimes bruises easily, heals poorly. There can also be internal symptoms like digestive problems, and it's often associated with POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, a so-called weak and dizzy condition. Fatigue, anxiety is associated with it. Mitral valve prolapse is associated with it because that's a problem with collagen in the valves of your heart. And often these patients are thin, predominantly female. They may have what are called marfanoid body habits, long limbs and thin torsos, and, you know, perhaps many models and movie actresses have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. So it's difficult to diagnose, and it's difficult to treat, and it's obviously driving a lot of people into integrative physicians to address it because there's no slam dunk conventional treatment for it. It's thought in some cases to be related to MCAS, mast cell activation syndrome, where your histamine signals are exaggerated. And so integrative physicians are often dealing with these patients. But it's controversial. You know, the way that this can impact the pelvic organs and the bladder is that often these patients have dropped bladder or dropped uterus with uterine prolapse because their collagen is weak and the support structures of the bladder are somewhat thinned out, and perhaps the jarring of motion can create some micro tears in the bladder and cause more bleeding in this condition. There's certainly a condition in female runners of what's called runner's hematuria or blood in the urine caused simply by bouncing and concussion of the bladder. And maybe patients with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome are more prone to that. I'm not sure precisely the best way to treat that, although, you know, since it's a collagen disorder, it might be plausible to feed collagen and collagen precursors, glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, and different collagens to patients who have this condition to strengthen and support their collagen. But it's not entirely sure that the collagen will be incorporated into their bodily organs and connective tissues, because sometimes things that you take orally for conditions that are genetic don't fix the conditions. And that's the challenge with hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, sometimes abbreviated HEDS. All right. It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in this country, and I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Brightcore Nutrition's Vitality. It's a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients, as well as natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MenaQ7, Vitamin K2, and Microactive Coenzyme Q10, all premium ingredients, plus Nature's Natural Heart Healers, Olive Leaf Extract, Hawthornberry, Bilberry, and Resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. So for more information to order, just go to mybrightcore.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman for 25% off and free shipping. But for an even better deal, call in and receive up to 50% off and free shipping. The number is 888-592-9909. Also, when you call in, they'll give you a free bottle of vitamin D3 along with your order. That number is 888-592-9909 to speak to Brightcore's expert staff for Vitality. They'll answer all of your questions. Folks, check out drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Follow our podcasts and have yourself a wonderful holiday weekend.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-3555. That's 800-885-3555. Again, that's 800-885-3555.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens.
At least two people are dead. A severe storm slammed parts of the nation's midsection. A 12-year-old boy and a woman were killed in Oklahoma after their vehicle was swept under a bridge by floodwaters. Police in Moore, Oklahoma, called it a historical weather event that resulted in dozens of water rescues across the city. The numbers for President Trump continue to move upward, correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
President Trump will begin the coming week with an approval rating of 51%, according to the latest Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll of likely U.S. voters. The survey released Friday also found 35% strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The president's approval rating has been climbing since reaching a low of 47%. On April 8th through 10th, Ken Lorman, Washington.
Former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says he's not surprised by Harvard's claim that the Trump administration's demands for deep changes amount to a violation of the school's First Amendment freedoms. He says liberals at schools like Harvard have long had a history of claiming racism or free speech violations.
To defend the indefensible. And that is, to me, what Harvard has done. The thing is that sort of phrase, that's been working for 10, 20, 30 years.
Harvard's rejected demands by the administration that it eliminate DEI policies in hiring and that it screen international applicants who support terrorism or anti-Semitism. Campbell was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. The Trump administration calls U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority. It says tariffs will enforce companies to have more products made in the U.S. to avoid steep price increases on their imports. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am I a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. For the one and only Relief Factor.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says U.S. farmers have seen some hard times in the past few years.
Basically, 4 years of Biden, the cost of inputs for them went up 30%, while the world markets declined by almost $50 billion. So we have an export deficit.
Rollins tells Salem Radio Network food security is national security, and that's one reason President Trump is trying to secure better trade deals. Luigi Mangione will be arraigned this week in the murder trial of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old is set to be arraigned 1 p.m. local time Friday. This after a federal grand jury in Manhattan returned a 4-count indictment against him this past week. Mangione is being charged with murder, which makes him eligible for the death penalty if convicted. Attorney General Pam Bondi has already ordered federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty against Mangione. News and analysis at townhall.com. Former Congressman Chris Stewart is urging the U.S. to find new sources of rare earth minerals instead of relying on China, which currently supplies between 70 and 90% of U.S. imports.
I think you have to realize, and a lot of people do, that, you know, chip manufacturing shuts down, automobile manufacturing shuts down, missile technology, drone technology, very broadly, our entire national security industrial base is dependent on these critical minerals.
Stewart's urging the U.S. to forge new relationships in Africa to provide new sources of critical minerals. He spoke with Salem Radio Network. Gerber warning parents that a baby snack it recalled and discontinued is still available on shelves and online. The company issued a reminder that all of its strawberry, apple, and banana Gerber Soothe and Chew teething sticks were recalled in January after choking cases were reported. The teething sticks were distributed nationally in stores and online. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Important aspect, I think, that I serve my clients and customers better, because most agents, they can't get to know how to best serve that seller, whereas I can sit down with the seller and do that.
Now, why can't they are they prohibited from talking to the seller, or do they have to go through their real estate representative, or how does that work?
If they're a buyer or a buyer's agent, then the buyer's agent, of course, can ask the seller's agent,
yep,
if there are any motivating factors or why the seller is selling, to see if they will divulge anything. But really, when a seller contracts a seller's real estate agent, their agent, to represent them, it's usually because that seller doesn't want anybody to know why they're selling.
Okay.
And so that can be a good or bad thing, because certainly, depending on the motivational factors, some buyers might throw a lower offer out there. But at the same time, that's maybe what is in the best interest for the seller, is getting something done quickly, selling the house as is, without any repairs or anything else. And so there are certainly some times when I don't think when multiple agents are involved, that's doing that seller particularly the best service.
Well, and you said a couple of things. So you said, you know, number one, the buyer's agent does not know the motivation of the seller typically, and they're going through the seller's agent, and there could be a little bit of a disconnect. I mean, the more people you have in the communication chain, the more opportunities for misunderstanding or just maybe lack of information. So I love the fact that you can sit down directly with the person who needs to sell their house, understand their motivations, understand the entire situation, and then present multiple different options, even if it could be retail, but it could be, you know, to sell the house as is. You may leave a lot of stuff behind that you can take care of. You may take everything with you, but the point is, they're dealing directly with you. We've cut out all of these agents, and you are able to buy their house directly. I know, because you've worked with some of my clients, that the money appears in their bank account in fairly short order, and it's just such a smooth, seamless transaction.
Correct. Again, it's providing the service that the seller finds value in those benefits. And again, for 28 years I've been doing this.
Yeah.
So for 28 years, it's amazed me that there are still real estate agents that think that the only thing that's important to a seller is the highest price for their house,
mm-hmm.
the highest sale price for the house,
yep,
within the next 6 months or whatever it is when they list and sell a house. And they just don't seem, some agents just don't seem to understand that there are other benefits or features that someone like myself offers that are of value, or sometimes a great deal of value, to sellers.
Well, here's a huge value for me is, and I swore to goodness I'll never do this again. We'll see how that works out, but I'm going to try that. I don't want to get a phone call 10 minutes before someone is in my house and I have to kind of pick up a little bit. I have to leave my house for an hour and then come back, and I have strangers walking all around my house, and I hated that. And we had little kids, and not, now they're not so little anymore. So it would just be mainly my wife and I, but I don't ever want to do that again. And so that is, so there's a benefit in you. And if you sell your house with working with Ben Socheck and Home Downsizing Solutions, you know, that will take care of that. You're not going to have strangers showing up in your house and a 5 minute phone call and you got to get out for an hour.
Correct. And, even more, I don't know if extreme is a good word,
yep.
But, you know, that's kind of an inconvenience for a typical seller. But we've certainly worked with people in the past where there was a member of the family that couldn't leave the house.
Ah, okay. Yep.
For different medical issues where that wasn't an option.
Yeah.
And so they knew that I could discreetly come in just myself, inspect the house, see what's there, and see enough that I was able to make an offer and tell them what else I could do for them.
Yeah.
And I solved their problem. I solved what needed to be solved so that they could make the move from where they were to where they needed to get to.
If this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All real estate agents offer multiple ways to sell your house. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socheck from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs, like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Trying to figure out what the best solution is for them and offering that to them.
Okay, and that makes sense. That makes sense. So, again, for our listeners, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck. Here's the toll-free number, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. Or you could go online, excellent website, homedownsizing.com. Homedownsizing.com. And Ben, what are some of the challenges that our listeners may face when if they're trying to find a contractor to complete some projects around the house?
Sure. And this is really another subject, just like the real estate agent and solutions that we talked about here. Another thing that has hit me close to home, especially after this many years, that it never seems to get easier, is finding contractors that will show up and do what they say they're going to do.
Mm.
Even for me, it's been a challenge.
Wow.
A couple projects, one last fall that was started, last winter, that should have taken maybe two and a half months, took six.
Oh, wow.
and one currently now that started in middle of January,
yep,
that should have taken 30 to 45 days at the most, basically just a cosmetic updating of a house.
Yeah.
I think we're finished today.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so it's that's about 3 months worth of 30 to 45 days.
Correct, and especially when apparently the first contractor just left the job.
Oh, my gosh.
And so my agent that I work with that has been in real estate a long time, has a lot of contacts, supposedly was going to get another person in middle of March or end of March, and all I kept hearing was, it'll be done next week. It'll be done next week.
Oh, boy.
Next week comes, it'll be done next week. It'll be done, okay, it really will be done next week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating to say the least.
Yeah, yeah.
When that happens, that something that you think you can count on a person to tell you, then, okay, just perform what you're selling and yeah. what you're telling me.
Just do what you say you're going to do.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so from a consumer standpoint, I guess, for a person that maybe has owned a house for 20, 30, or 40 years, it really can be a challenge to find contractors. If you want to sell a house and maximize the value, that's always an option. But then it's finding the contractors, getting bids, and hopefully they're going to show up and complete the job the way that they say they're going to be done. If a seller has family members or people that they know firsthand that can do these projects, that's a great option too. I'm not going to dissuade yep. anybody from that.
Sure.
If they can make improvements to the house and build value in the house to sell it at a very economical price. So if you're going to spend $2 and get $5 back, that's a pretty easy answer
sure.
if that can be done well.
Yeah.
And on the seller's time frame. But if you're going to go through the whole process of finding someone, getting bids, and monitoring them.
Being the general contractor, essentially, at that point.
Correct.
Yeah.
And even finding a general that will manage those things. You know, all these things to find good people, like in anything.
Sure.
To find good people, though, seems to be a challenge, and that's never changed.
All right. So you said a lot. So here I could... One of the challenges I see with this is if someone says, well, you know, we may get X dollars out of the house, but we're going to have to put about 50 or 60,000 in. We're going to need a new roof. We're going to need some concrete work. We're going to need paint, you know, maybe some flooring or hard countertops, whatever it is. And so you have this long laundry list. One of the challenges is, especially, and I know you work with a lot of seniors who are preparing to at least downsize, maybe move to a senior apartment or maybe even move to a care community. A lot of times that is a little bit more of a time-sensitive situation. If the spot's open, are you going to take it? Are you going to wait till the next time? And who knows when the next apartment might be available? And so it's a time-sensitive situation. Do you have time to wait on all of these contractors to get all of this work done? Is it really worth it? And sometimes the answer is no, it's not worth it. We don't have that much time. It makes more sense to sell the house as is net for what the net value is and not mess with all of that. There's a huge convenience, and that's an excellent service for not everyone, but for a lot of folks that is.
Correct. And you hit on one thing, the timing issue. I've worked with a few different individuals where they had been kind of on the fence for months, and one time I can remember a couple of years that this person was considering selling from the time that they first contacted us. And then I got kind of a frantic phone call that says, this community has a ground floor unit that can take pets, take my dog, and I'm not going to go anywhere without my dog.
Right.
And so I need to sell. We need to do something in the next 2 weeks or that apartment's going to be gone.
Oh, boy. And a ground floor will take pets, and the openings on that particular apartment are few and far between. So, yeah,
correct.
He or she would have to jump on that one pretty fast.
That's correct. So timing and being able to work with a person's time constraints is another benefit that we offer that can be of some or a lot or no value, depending on the person.
Well, and the other thing that I've always appreciated about your firm, Home Downsizing Solutions, is the opposite of that. I need to sell my house, have the cash in hand, and then wait for that opening to occur. And you'll allow a person to stay in that house even after opening for a period of time, waiting for that apartment or that space to become available.
That's correct. That's the other side of the catch-22 is a person not wanting to leave the house until they have something open, but they don't want to worry about if the house is sold at the last minute either. So, yes, that's another benefit of value.
All right. Again, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Be sure to ask Ben about a free workbook and how that you can get your own very own copy of this free workbook. It is super, super handy, and it's just an excellent tool. And Ben, you're a veteran. This is a veteran-owned company. Thank you for your service. You can't go wrong. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Yeah. You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now.
800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Experience Glowing Wild and the Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As a salesman, 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll tell you what, I have a lot of people say, hey, can we be on your podcast? And I'm like, it's a radio broadcast first, nationally syndicated, by the way, all over the place. And then after the broadcast, typically on, you know, the Monday or Tuesday afterwards, then it's converted to a podcast. And then it is distributed all throughout all of the major platforms. So feel free to help yourself. Tons of people listen to the podcast at their convenience, kind of like doing a DVR of your favorite show. You can watch it later. So there we go. And then I just want to say, again, thanks to my friend and special guest. I had him in the studio, Ben Socek. He is a great guy. Ben is a proud veteran. This is a veteran owned business. And Ben is if you can't tell, he is a very straight shooter. He's not going to pull the wool over your eyes. He is not just out to try to make a sale and move on. That is not him. He's the polar opposite of that. he'll tell you if what he can offer is, in his opinion, you know, in your best interest. And if it isn't, he'll tell you that too. And then, like we talked about, he can offer you different solutions depending on your motivation. And I'm on his website right now, homedownsizing.com, and then why choose us? And there's a really compelling chart here comparing a cash house sale versus a traditional house sale. And he has a couple of columns, Realtor for Sale by Owner, and then Home Downsizing Solutions. And then down the left side, commissions and fees, closing costs, appraisal required, showings, repairs and renovations, and average selling time. So if you just take a look at that, you're like, wait a minute, this really does make a lot of sense for us. And what we didn't talk about was if you have a house full of stuff, and I'm just putting my air quotes up, what are you going to do with all that? And a lot of people say, you know what, I'm going to take what I'm going to take. And then Ben can deal with all of the rest of the stuff. They can line up an estate sale, an auction. They can throw away stuff that needs to be thrown away. They can take care of all of that for you, make this as simple and as convenient as could possibly be. Reach out again to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005. Or online at homedownsizing.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears now and talk about a couple of things. I was wanting to talk about it a couple of weeks ago and just didn't have time to get to it. But in the range of options and levels of care, we have a couple of challenging spots. I call them the gray areas. So between independent living, which is an apartment with meals and transportation, and you're on your own, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. So yeah, you have independent living. There's no care provided there, right? That's more of a downsizing to independent living, more of a lifestyle change, if you will. Let your hair down. Let somebody else worry about taxes and maintenance and repairs and utilities and all the stuff. So between independent living and assisted living, we have a definite gray area, and I wanted to just throw up the please beware, or maybe more accurately, be aware of this gray area. So what do I mean by that? I have heard from way too many people, and I mean all caps, way too many people who have encountered this, and then they're all confused, and then they call me Steve, you know, and they have all these questions. So a lot of folks will go out and they will look at an independent living apartment and they will think that care is provided there. But I'm going to have to push the button and go, it is not. There's independent living has no state licensure attached to it. They are not licensed to provide care. So if you ever hear on a tour or out in the market, oh, our independent living can do everything assisted living can. Push the button again, right? So, no, they can't. Independent living community is wonderful. There is no care provided. Now, here's what they mean by that, though. And it is a good option for some people. But I think it's a little bit abused out there sometimes. Some independent living communities will have an embedded on-site home care provider in the building. And what that means is you can be in independent living, and then instead of contacting a home care provider that's probably going to have maybe a 2 to 4 hour minimum, then they drive to your home, wherever you call home. They come in, they can help with, you know, dressing and helping you, you know, medication reminders, and they might be able to do, you know, a little light housekeeping, maybe make some meals in advance, and a lot of other things. Non-medical in-home assistance, that's home care. So what if you just need 15 minutes for someone to help you kind of get up and get moving, maybe get dressed in the morning? 15 to 30 minutes, say. Well, good luck finding a home care provider that's going to stop by, drive to your house, and then stop by for 15 to 30 minutes. Again, they usually have a 2 to 4 hour minimum, typically. Okay, and I'm not throwing home care providers under the bus. I'm a huge, huge fan, but that just doesn't work for their model. However, if you're living in an independent living apartment and you just need just a tiny little bit of help, 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there. And this independent living community has an on-site home care provider. What they'll do is they will have staff on-site. So what they do is they basically take one of the apartments and turn it into their office, you know, XYZ home care. And then their staff can, you know, walk down the hall and help you in your apartment for 15 minutes or maybe 30 minutes. They will typically bill in 15-minute increments. They usually call that a unit, and that might be, you know, 10 bucks or something like that. 10, 12 bucks, 15 bucks, something like that. So it is an economical and very cost-efficient way to get just a little bit of help in your independent living apartment. But make no mistake, this independent living apartment is not and will never be an assisted living community. There is no licensure. Now, I've had a few clients over the years where they can't really remain independent. They're mostly independent, but they do need some help. They just don't belong in assisted living because they just don't need that much help, 24-hour care. So I've been able to find them an independent living community that has that home care on site in 15 to 30 minute increments, and it was really a nice bridge between independent living and assisted living. I think primarily that is what that is intended to do. All right, but there's also a cost. The math doesn't work at some point. So if you're paying, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a month for your independent living apartment, and all of a sudden you're paying, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 a month for help from that home care provider, you're spending way more than the $6,000 to $8,000 on average that it would cost you in an assisted living apartment. Does that make sense? So at some point the math just doesn't work out. And then the other gray area that kind of drives me crazy is, and I've had so many people call me on this. Steve, we moved Dad into assisted living, and they said, hey, don't worry, we've got your dad. We're an age-in-place community, and your dad will never have to move here. They said, and 6 months later, we just got a discharge letter. They're kicking Dad out, saying they can no longer meet his needs. Did they lie to us? And I'm like, nope, don't drag me into that. I wasn't there. I don't know what was said. But typically, this falls squarely into the area of overpromise, underdeliver. So at the assisted living level of care, it is their goal to care for your loved one through end of life. And many, many times they can do that. But I'm here to tell you, you know, the gray area is, you don't need a nursing home. We've got you covered. But I'm here to tell you, every single assisted living community has a threshold. They have a maximum level of care. If your care requirements exceed that threshold, then you will be discharged. So that's that gray area of, we've got you covered. And so hopefully that makes sense. And many times you can move to assisted living and you can live out the rest of your life there. no problems. But a lot of times, oh, gosh, I get the phone calls. Okay, so if this sounds confusing, a little overwhelming, you're like, well, wait a minute. Now, I'm not sure what to think. I've heard all these different stories. This is why Senior Care Consulting exists. We take care of all of this for you, and we don't let you make a mistake. That's resonating with you. Give us a call at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, I'll explain and review the different pricing models of the assisted living level of care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com, seniorcarelive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Chicago, Army veteran Richard Mitchell wanted to make a difference in the lives of young people. Drawing on the leadership and discipline he learned in the military, Richard created a mentorship program for at-risk youth. The program pairs young people with veterans, offering guidance on academics, career choices, and personal development. Through weekly meetings and outdoor activities, Richard and other veterans provide valuable life skills that help steer youth away from crime and toward brighter futures. The program has already helped over 100 kids stay on track and graduate high school. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself,
It's a physical training effect.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Red Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So, get a lot of questions about this one as well. What is the average price for the assisted living level of care? So, let's just talk about that for a minute, and then I'm going to talk about the three primary pricing models that you'll see out in the market. So, I got to tell you, there are a lot of new assisted living communities being built all around the country. Many of them are connected to independent living so that you can start off in independent living and then you have somewhere to go. You can go down the hall and move into the assisted living part of the community and receive care there and never have to move, potentially. Now, again, you exceed the threshold, you have to move to long-term care, maybe one more move. But just the point is there are just so many. There are hundreds of assisted living communities being built all around the country right now, and with no end in sight, getting ready for all the baby boomers needing care. So the assisted living model is a social model primarily to help you with your activities of daily living. They can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting needs. And you may not need help with all of those things, but they can help you with any or all of them minimally or fully, or not at all, right? They can also help with incontinence management to a point if that should be needed. They also distribute and they order and manage all of your medications. So they just take that one straight off your plate. You don't have to worry about that. They'll take care of all of that. They make all of your meals at this point. They prepare your snacks, make hydration available, all of those sort of things. So they've got you covered there. There's a full slate of social opportunities for meaningful social engagement and just quality of life enrichment, if you will. So you have a lot of fun stuff to do that you might be interested in. Doctors make house calls. Typically, you'll have at least one physician that would come in and be available, and many assisted living residents will change their physician to the house doctor that will come in and make a house call. And they can see you when needed. They also have physician assistants and maybe more commonly a nurse practitioner or two that would come in as well with the physician. Other medical specialists may come in, like a podiatrist, maybe a dental hygienist, some of these other functions. There's transportation to take you to your doctor's appointment. If you want to keep your own doctor, that's fine. You can also go out to see a specialist. And again, transportation is typically available. So there is a lot of support there. But with all of these assisted living communities being built, they're just getting nicer and nicer and really finished just beautifully. And they're really raising the bar out there in the community in general. And it also comes at a little bit of a higher price. So I've been saying, you know, $6,000 to $8,000 is going to cover it on average. But recently I've been seeing that inch up a little bit. So I may say, I know last segment I said $6,000 to $8,000, but I think officially I'm going to start saying $6,000 to maybe $8,500 to $9,000. There are a few things that would impact that cost, and I want to talk about that now, how these pricing models work. So the most common pricing model that I've seen in the market, I call it a base plus level of care. Now, the base is going to fluctuate depending on the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment, less space, will cost less than a one-bedroom, will cost less than a two-bedroom apartment, right? So you're going to pay more for more space. That makes sense. Plus, so that's the base, plus your level of care charge. A level of care charge, here's how it works. Someone, typically the director of nursing and maybe another person, they may go out as a team to do an assessment, and they'll meet with you and they'll find out all the things that they will be required to provide for you, as far as maybe you don't need help getting dressed, but you could need some help, you know, getting in and out of the shower. So standby assistance. Maybe you need a lot of help with incontinence management or using the restroom, whatever it is. So they're going to figure out what you need, and then they assign points typically to all of these different tasks. And then they'll add up the points, and then that will fall into level of care 1, 2, or 3. I typically will see at least 3, once in a while too, but typically at least 3, and I've seen up to 5 different levels of care. So let's say you have an apartment, and the apartment base is $5,000. Okay, and then let's say each level of care adds $500. And let's say if you're a level of care 3, that's 5, 10, 15, right? So you have 5,000 plus 1,500, so your rate would be $6,500. And then if you need more help than that later on, they'll revisit this periodically. You may increase to a level of 4, which would take you up to $7,000. You see how this works, okay? So that's the most common one that I see out there, base plus level of care. Now, the one that my clients really don't seem to like is probably the most accurate one, base plus a la carte, the dreaded a la carte. So they may charge the $5,000 or whatever the base is. And again, the lower the base, it's a lower base for a studio. It's a little bit more on the base for a one-bedroom. It's more for a two-bedroom, right? So we covered that. Then the a la carte is, every time you need someone to help you get dressed, that's going to cost X dollars. Every time you need someone to help you get in and out of the shower and standby for standby assistance, X dollars. And every single little thing that they do, they assign a cost to that. Here's the challenge, according to a lot of my clients. At the end of the month, you never know what your bill's going to be, and it fluctuates every month. And then you're going through this long list of all the things that they provided. Now, in their defense, they're trying to be accurate and only charge you for what they provided. Okay, but my clients are like, well, wait a minute. This almost sets up an adversarial billing or invoicing review at the end of every single month, because, you know, why is this different? And I don't remember that many showers and all this stuff, right? So, but. That is one. I don't see that too often, but you'll see it out there. And then the one that my clients seem to like the best is a flat fee for service. It's X dollars a month, and we've got you covered. If you need a little bit of help or a lot of help, X dollars a month. You know it's going to be, you know, $6,750 or whatever the number is every single month. No surprises. That's it. Okay, and that's the one. And I'm seeing more and more places come up with that flat fee for service. But again, the most common one is the base plus level of care. Again, if this sounds just confusing, overwhelming, like, oh my gosh, how are we going to deal with all this stuff? This is why I created Senior Care Consulting, to help your family in the same way I helped my own family. Give us a call. We can make this entire process very simple. And you notice I didn't say easy. It's never easy, but we can make this simple, and we can help you make the best decision possible when choosing any level of care for yourself or an elderly loved one. Reach out for a free consultation at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. More high-level talks next weekend as U.S. and Iranian officials meet again to discuss Tehran's growing nuclear program. While recent discussions have been described as productive, there are concerns over actions being taken by the nation. Military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says Iran is getting very close to a nuclear weapon.
We're told by IAEA that Iran's programs have stockpiled 18,286 pounds of enriched uranium, and they have some, not sure exactly how much, is 60% pure. 90% pure is weapons grade and therefore could be made into a nuclear weapon.
University of Massachusetts student is arrested in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership. The Department of Justice said 19-year-old Owen McIntyre was arrested on UMass Boston campus. He's been charged with unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and malicious damage by fire of any property used in interstate commerce. A federal criminal complaint says McIntyre was in his hometown of Kansas City for spring break when he's accused of setting the dealership on fire. Countries around the world are tightening their cyber defenses as global tensions rise. According to reports, cybersecurity is taking on a greater significance amid a looming trade war, conflicts across the world, and fraying international alliances.
Chances are rising that a cyber attack could cause significant economic damage, disrupt vital public systems, reveal sensitive business or government secrets, or even escalate into military confrontation. At the same time, President Donald Trump's administration has moved to cut some of the federal agencies and programs dedicated to cybersecurity. Meanwhile, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are increasingly working together, and criminal organizations pose their own cyber threat. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. You contract.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
Efforts to protect an aging oil pipeline in the Great Lakes.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will fast-track permits to build a protective tunnel around an aging on-bridge oil pipeline that runs under a channel connecting two Great Lakes. The move comes after President Donald Trump issued an executive order in January mandating that federal agencies identify energy projects that need expedited emergency permits. The Corps designated the tunnel project as an emergency under the order. Corps officials say they'd initially planned to make a permitting decision early next year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Robot retail is here. The company VinHub opened two robot-operated convenience stores in California. Customers order items on the app, then a robot arm will retrieve the items and dispense them through a drawer. VinHub says its stores have lower billing and operating costs. It also prevents theft, which has been a widespread problem in Southern California stores. News and analysis at townhall.com. Former students are suing United Airlines and its promised one-year flight school in Arizona over fraud allegations. John Scott reports.
The lawsuit in Phoenix federal court accuses United of falsely promoting an intensive training program that would help students become commercial pilots after a year. In reality, the students said in an amended complaint that United Aviate Academy didn't have enough teachers or aircraft. Many of the students alleged they were expelled for taking too long to advance through the program, even though their flight time was limited by staffing issues. United defended its curriculum in a statement and said it's proud of its hundreds of graduates. John Scott reporting.
Capital One is getting approval to acquire Discover. Regulators announced the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency approved the more than $35 billion deal Friday. The merger was approved by the Justice Department earlier this month. It would give Capital One a major advantage against other credit card bank issuers like JPMorgan Chase and Citigroup. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The flu shot had an incident rate that was 27% higher than those who did not. You heard that right. The shot had a negative 27% effectiveness. In other words, if you took the flu shot, you were more likely to get the flu than if you didn't. Now, a lot of people will report that when they get the flu shot, they end up getting the flu, and that leads them to believe that the flu shot gave them the flu. Vaccine proponents will tell you that, no, that's impossible because the flu shot consists of killed virus. So it's not a live virus that you're being vaccinated with. It's not going to suddenly come to life and cause you to get the flu. But it's a pretty unexpected result. It's been noted that with the flu vaccine, its efficacy varies from year to year. And it's based on a projection. Usually we take a look at the southern hemisphere. We see what's happening in Australia and we go, okay, Australia, when we're in summer, they're in winter. They can actually give us a projection of what we might be experiencing in the colder months. And then we design a vaccine with our best estimate of what we're going to be encountering a few months hence. But it's merely a projection and a prediction based on modeling. And sometimes we get it right. Sometimes there is a fair amount of protection on the order of a significant double digits. In some cases, the efficacy is as low as 10 to 20%. But no study to date has shown that there is not only minimal protection, but the reverse. Taking the shot made it more likely that you were going to get the flu. So this has caused a firestorm of pushback from vaccine defenders who were quick to pounce. Here's a typical headline from one of them. Why that negative effectiveness flu vaccine study on Fox News really, really sucks. Okay, tell me what you really think. There are a lot of people who believe in vaccines who are very, very upset with the publicity around this study, which they say is a preprint, rightly so, because this study hasn't been submitted to a medical journal yet. But by virtue of rapid communication that's been facilitated by COVID and by the internet, now we get scientific studies that haven't even been published in a journal that get wide exposure and thus become subject to press reports. But you got to say, this is a pretty big study, and it seems to be pretty well designed, and it looks a lot of people, that what's going on here? Well, it's been suggested that there's some confounders that may have just made it seem that the flu shot recipients were more likely to get the flu. For example, there's a possibility that folks who didn't get the vaccine may have shown less interest in getting tested for the flu because, well, they're just less concerned about the flu or maybe out of regret for not having taken a shot and then coming down with the flu. I mean, that's could have skewed the results. There's also the notion that this study did not look at whether the flu vaccine reduced symptoms, okay? It just looked at whether you're going to get the flu or not. It may be that, you know, if the study had looked at it, that the duration and severity of flu was reduced in people who got the vaccine. It didn't speak to that. So that, you know, is a legitimate criticism of the study. But one possible explanation for the findings is kind of interesting. It's been argued that paradoxically, the reason that some people get the flu after dutifully getting the shot year after year is precisely because the shot is actually somewhat successful preventing them from getting a natural infection. And we know from COVID that one of the best bulwarks against respiratory infections is getting sick, getting a natural infection. And if the shot prevents you from getting sick year after year after year, eventually your natural immunity isn't acquired. And that may be the best way to establish resistance to a shape-shifting respiratory virus. There's also the notion that people get shots year in, year out, dutifully. They line up, stick out their arm for their flu shot every single year. There's something called immune system exhaustion after repeated vaccinations for the same thing. There are some studies that suggest that a previous year's vaccination attenuates the effectiveness of a subsequent flu shot. And I'm quoting from a study. Immunological studies have shown that antibody responses to influenza A can be blunted with each additional vaccine received. So this is going to create a lot of controversy, whether or not the new preprint is to be believed. Is hardly a ringing endorsement of the flu vaccine for otherwise healthy individuals. So we are undertaking, currently under the new regime at HHS, under RFK Jr., a sweeping reassessment of our vaccine campaigns, and I think it's high time to do that. You know, we need better vaccines, safer, more effective vaccines. We also need to know who should get them and when and how frequently and whether in some cases we can dispense with vaccines or whether some vaccines are indispensable, because only then can we restore public confidence in health authorities' recommendations, which have been thoroughly eroded by the fiasco of the poor messaging around COVID vaccines. That being said, when it comes to the flu shot for healthy adults, I'm still an agnostic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that kyolic-aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic-aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Two six eight two five five our number, and this week we mourn the passing of one of my colleagues and a guy who really was very influential when it comes to dietary management of diabetes. Dr. Richard Bernstein passed away this week at the age of 90. He was the author of Dr. Bernstein's Diabetes Solution, A Complete Guide to Achieving Normal Blood Sugars, and Diabetes Type 2, Living a Long, Healthy Life Through Blood Sugar Normalization. And I knew Dick Bernstein. I went to medical school with Dick Bernstein. And he was the oldest student in our class at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. He must have been in his early 40s. I was in my mid-20s when I was in med school, and he was an older guy. He'd actually had a very successful career prior to going to medical school. In the early 1970s, he adapted a blood glucose meter for personal use, and he pioneered diabetes home glucose monitoring using finger sticks. He was the guy. And, you know, was very successful, made a lot of money, decided to go to medical school. He graduated at the age of 48. He was a type 1 diabetic. And I remember he was an interesting guy. He would sit in the front row at every lecture, and he would be frequently jumping up to test his blood sugar. And we thought he was, you know, had OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, because he was always checking his blood sugar with his own personally designed devices. But he had the idea that by doing so, he could reduce his insulin burden, take less insulin, and in addition, he was on a very, very low-carb diet. So he needed less insulin. Plus, he was a religious exerciser, especially with resistance training. And the likelihood of a type 1 diabetic living to 90, who was born, say, he must have been born in the 40s, 1940s, very, very infinitesimal. And yet he attained the age of 90, and really a testament to his own regime. And I remember debating him in the nutrition study group in medical school. At the time, I was like a macrobiotic vegan. I believed in a plant-based diet. He was like all about animal protein and restricting carbs. It turns out he was right. His view was vindicated. I shifted my views subsequently to support a more low-carb regimen rich in protein. And a very, very influential guy. He made many discoveries, published articles in prestigious medical journals. He was very influential for folks like Dr. Robert Atkins and others in our modern generation of low-carb experts. And he credited his longevity and good health to tight control of his blood sugar. He's a very disciplined guy with exercise and a low-carb diet. And so we celebrate his life and mourn his passage. But Dr. Richard Bernstein, Dick Bernstein, you had a great run and have had a profound influence in terms of our study, our understanding of diabetes. So thanks for your great work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got lots more coming up for you on this special holiday edition. Happy Passover and happy Easter. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
the big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
$100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And during medical school, you know, there's a lot that's mandatory. You know, you have to do a certain curriculum. You have to memorize certain things. You have to take certain classes, take certain rotations. But I had a little free time during my fourth year in medical school, and so I decided to take an elective in traditional Chinese medicine. And I studied acupuncture and traditional Chinese herbal medicine. And I found it fascinating, and ultimately I didn't become an acupuncturist. I know a lot about acupuncture and have an understanding of it, and it helps me discern where acupuncture may be beneficial, and I've referred many of my patients for acupuncture. But if you look at Wikipedia, even in 2025, under the article about acupuncture, here's what they say. Acupuncture is a pseudoscience. The theories and practices of TCM, that's traditional Chinese medicine, are not based on scientific knowledge, and it has been characterized as quackery. Okay? So, this is notwithstanding good scientific evidence that acupuncture works. Now, you might say, well, one of the reasons why acupuncture works is because of the placebo effect, right? And there is a big placebo effect when you pay money and you got skin in the game and a belief that it's going to work, plus you get some needles stuck into you, which can reinforce the placebo response. So the problem with acupuncture is, yeah, how do you study acupuncture? Right? Because you can't study people who get acupuncture versus people who don't get acupuncture, right? Because if people don't get acupuncture, what's the placebo? They're getting nothing. So there is a way of studying acupuncture with something called sham acupuncture, where they stick you in random points, you know, not where it works. Because in acupuncture, it's not just, you know, sticking you, you know, like a voodoo doll, you know, random, like a pincushion. There's a system, and there's very specific meridians and points that are used for various reasons. So here's a study, acupuncture versus sham acupuncture for chronic sciatica from herniated disc. So pain from herniated disc, that's the real deal kind of pain. That's not psychosomatic pain, right? It's not imagined. It's very intense, debilitating pain. They did a multi-center randomized clinical trial, and they looked at sciatica, which is one of the most common complaints caused by herniated lumbar discs. All right, so and this wasn't just, you know, a little backstory. This, you actually have a physical herniation of your lumbar disc that is compression on one of the nerve outlets that causes downstream pain and weakness, sometimes in your buttocks, sometimes down your leg. All right? And it's debilitating. Participants were randomly assigned to receive 10 sessions of acupuncture, that's not much, or sham acupuncture over 4 weeks. So what is that, like 2-3 sessions per week? And here's what they found. What they found was that this randomized clinical trial found that in patients with chronic sciatica from herniated disc, acupuncture resulted in less pain and better function compared with sham acupuncture at week 4. Moreover, these benefits persisted through week 52 for an entire year. So, therefore, you know, pretty clear-cut evidence that this is not a pseudoscience, that this is not quackery, that acupuncture, if properly administered, can be the real deal. And it goes beyond a placebo effect. Because, yeah, the placebo people felt a little better because something was done to them. Always nice to get administration of some sort. Right? Whatever, you know, massage, touch, you know, anything. A pill, a sugar pill. But acupuncture really made a difference for them with a very challenging condition. Chronic sciatica from herniated disc. Interesting study. 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to take a look at a revolution in our understanding of how digestive enzymes can help with a wide variety of GI complaints. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my intelligent medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit healthygut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's healthygut.com, healthygut.com for Holozyme. It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Breakcore Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10, Vitamin K2, and microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. There, you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Vitality.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Saddle up, folks. The Shasta County Arts Council invites you to a night of boots, booze, and balladry at Old City Hall in downtown Redding. May 2nd, 7 to 9, dust off your boots and bandanas for an evening of cowboy poetry, toe-tapping tunes, sweet treats, and boot-kicking fun. Tickets are $50 for public and $40 for Arts Council patrons. Each ticket includes one beverage from the bar. SCAC patrons, check your email for discount code. Reserve a spot now at ShastaArtsCouncil.org. Yeehaw!
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-3555. That's 800-885-3555. Again, that's 800-885-3555.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's talk digestive enzymes, because I've known about digestive enzymes for, many, many decades, and, how important they are in terms of GI health. But they've tended to, recede in importance, and I think it's now a good time to reemphasize our focus on digestive enzymes as a way of solving digestive complaints, especially in light of the fact that a new technology has helped us develop more effective digestive enzymes. Our guest today, Stephen Wright. Stephen is a engineer, and he's applied his engineering background to gut health because he's overcome a host of complex gut, brain, and immune issues himself. And as a result, he's formulated a new iteration of digestive enzymes called Holozyme. And he's going to tell us about the new technology. Stephen, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. I know we did a long form on this subject, and we refer our listeners to that if they want to get the whole story. But can you give us a brief introduction to this topic?
Yeah, it's always wonderful to chat with you. I think there's a new era that is beginning in digestive health. I think we're closing a chapter, if you will, around probiotics and the microbiome, and we're beginning this new exciting chapter of realizing there's a lot more going on in the gut than just some good strains or bad strains. And it has us, in my opinion, returning back to things that were working decades ago and looking at how do we make them more reliable, how do we make them more effective, how do we actually create products that work no matter who the person is, no matter what they're eating, whatever their dietary choices are.
Yeah, indeed. I actually had a question on one of my recent Q&A podcast, and it was from a guy who said, I've tried the low FODMAP diet. I've gone to an integrative physician who, gave me probiotics, and I'm still having bloating. And my thought was that, we have to think of an all-of-the-above approach. Sometimes the missing ingredient is that, regardless of what you're eating, you could be on the best diet, you could be taking the right probiotics, but you're simply not breaking down your food. So what do digestive enzymes do, and why can they help bloating?
Yeah, I like to, think in images is kind of how my brain works. And so I think of digestive enzymes like little scissors that are literally chopping up your food at a microscopic level. We need to do that work, otherwise we don't actually get to absorb the nutrients. The body's really brilliant, and one of the ways it's brilliant is that molecules of your food have to be certain sizes. Otherwise, almost like a cheesecloth, otherwise it's just not going to go through into the body. And so enzymes work at many levels to actually break, for instance, a complex carbohydrate found in a vegetable or a starch, or something like that, which is typically the foods that are bloating to individuals. It's not usually fat or protein that are causing the bloating for people. It's normally the more complex carbohydrates. And there's a lot of really cool digestive enzymes that literally scissor those 3D molecules up into smaller and smaller chunks, and then that allows us to actually absorb the nutrients and not leave them around for bugs to grow and ferment and cause gas.
Right. It causes small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, gas, bloating, leaky gut, all the downstream problems that can happen when you have a messed up microbiome. Okay, so a lot of people say, okay, you had me at hello. Yeah, digestive enzymes, they're great. I'm going to just go, look for the price point on Amazon because there's some real bargains to be found out there. And so why is Holozyme an advance on, our previous iterations of digestive enzymes? I know you're an engineer. You've studied this intensively, and you've actually done this to some extent to address your own digestive issues.
Yeah, the issue with enzymes is that the back of the bottle is extraordinarily hard for a regular consumer to make heads or tails of. If you just like look at the number of enzymes a brand uses or the quantity, that's a really poor indicator of how effective that enzyme's actually going to help you in your daily life. And that's like, it's maddening for me. As a formulator, it's maddening for me, the consumer. I'm sure it's maddening for you as a doctor. The problem is that enzymes should be listed in their activity units, but they should also, and they don't have to do this, no one does this actually, they should also list like a pH range, which is their opportunity to work. And then the patent that I discovered, I didn't create the patent, we've licensed the patent and worked with the patent owner to really soup it up and supercharge it for people with bloating and food sensitivities. What he discovered was that enzymes work best with minerals or mineral cofactors, and it's almost like your Energizer bunny sidekick that you kind of
well,
need
in
to
effect, they're
life.
Enzymes, so they require cofactors. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And so if you, what he discovered and what I then discovered through him was that if we stacked a formula with the proper pH ranges, the proper activity with these cofactors, boom, this sort of like magic leap in technology happens where the enzymes do actually work better body to body, meal to meal, and they actually kind of deliver on the promise that you might find in a anatomy book or a gut book that talks about the promise of enzymes. When you get this technology all combined together, I feel like that's where this sort of new era starts.
Indeed. So what would be a use case for this? I mean, how might someone know that potentially they could benefit from digestive enzymes? Or is it, you know, maybe the use case is for, you know, older individuals where inherently their digestion is going to be a little weaker, or people with, certain medical conditions where maybe digestion's compromised?
Yeah, I would say for me, they're actually my first line intervention for any gut-related complaint. Or any chronic sort of health condition, because, you know, my worldview is kind of biased, where I see everything through the gut first. I've been doing this for 16 mm-hmm. years, and so I'm always linking the gut to the brain, the gut
yeah,
to the heart.
Yeah, it plays a central role. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, and so my sort of philosophy is that if you're dealing with a chronic condition, especially if it's a gut condition, anything you do to optimize actually breaking down your food, eliminating pain in your gut, whatever the complaint might be, you're going to be better suited to have the nutrients to heal, but you'll also be less pain and therefore more likely to do your healthy habits.
Let's give out the call to action on this. For more information and to order, visit healthygut.com. It's a specialty company that focuses on GI. Healthygut.com, and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's healthygut.com for Holozyme, H-O-L-O-Zyme, Holozyme. Okay, so how do you dose this? Because I think a lot of people take digestive enzyme, and they take one or two, and then they say, well, it doesn't work. You know, it's not making any difference. But you actually have a more nuanced approach to this, right?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really important that you know as a consumer, the back of a supplement bottle is actually legal language between the supplement company and the FDA. It's not actually for you and your condition, your body, your scenario. And I think people don't know that. And so if we look at the literature and we look at clinical use of enzymes, they're used in extraordinarily high numbers, very, very safely, and they've been used for decades without any known complications of any type. And so I would say if you have an enzyme at your house, awesome. I'm such a believer in enzymes for almost everything. Just start doubling the dosage. So if you're only taking one per meal, try two. Try four if you're taking two. Most people will never get above six per meal, no matter if it's Holozyme or some other brand that they've bought. But what they might notice is an actual breakthrough, like the actual whatever reason you bought this for, if it was for bloating or stool regulation or digesting hard-to-digest foods you struggle with, like maybe like corn or vegetables, like, you know, fructans, whatever it might be, you can actually see that work in real time. Like, you won't notice it in weeks, you'll notice it today. And so I think that's the thing that I really want to get out there for enzymes, especially, is that the back of the bottle is legal. Are a your own experience, and whether it's Holozymes or a different company, start increasing the dosages, because I do think it's kind of like one of those light switch moments where when you get the right dose, man, the lights just come on. You have more energy, you have more drive, you feel better, your stools are better, less blow. It's really wonderful.
Indeed. Well, okay, so also timing is important because, you know, you probably don't want to take these things between meals. You want to take them around the time of meals. Is it best to take them right before a meal, during a meal, or, you know, perhaps after a meal to complete the digestive process? Timing may be crucial.
Yeah, timing is crucial. So for best results for digestive upset, taking them, like, you know, 3 to 5 minutes before your meal starts, or like with your first bite of food, is perfect timing for Holozyme. The capsule is designed to open in the stomach, and it's actually going to get to work immediately when the food starts coming in. It'll be hanging out in the stomach with your food, doing the little scissor action, chopping everything up, so that when it dumps into the small intestine, you're going to be ready to actually grab those nutrients and absorb them and not leave them for some sort of other, you know, bug of some type to overgrow and cause you trouble.
Indeed. And, you know, as I look at it, you know, it's complicated science here, because there are enzymes that work on proteins, there are enzymes that work on fat, there are enzymes that work on carbohydrates. You know, there's even an ingredient here that is the primary ingredient in something called Beano, which is to reduce flatulence, alpha-galactosidase. So, you know, people who experience, you know, like flatulence, people who experience diarrhea, people who even experience constipation, and certainly bloating. And, oh, my goodness, bloating is such a pervasive complaint among my patients and listeners. So many people experience that. And, you know, they try all kinds of diets, and sometimes they get on very, very restrictive diets. It's like, oh, I can only eat, you know, antelope meat, blueberries, and apricots. You know, and it's like, well, how are you going to survive on that kind of diet? Taking digestive enzymes enables you to reacquire the ability to digest foods that you thought you didn't tolerate, right?
Yeah. I think that's kind of like the new focus of this new wave of working with gut problems, is we don't want to, you know, if you talk to orthopedics right now, you no longer want to immobilize your ankle if you sprain your ankle. You want to be walking on it.
Good analogy.
As much as you can.
Yeah,
so we don't want to immobilize the gut anymore. We've learned for the last, you know, 15, 20 years that that actually produces a deeper hole that you have to rehab.
Right. It's a kind of a use it or lose it proposition, right?
Exactly. So we don't want to immobilize the gut by cutting foods too much if we can just use enzymes to actually tolerate those foods. In the end, you'll get the result you want and you'll be healthier for it.
Okay, great. So, you know, I'm all in for Holozyme. I think it's a great innovation, and I think it's really going to revolutionize and reinvigorate our reliance on digestive enzymes. I think they're really making a comeback. So for more information and to order, visit healthygut.com and use coupon code Hoffman for, get this, 15% off for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. That's healthygut.com for Holozyme. I want to thank you, Stephen Wright, for your work in this field on behalf of Healthy Gut. And also listen to our full-length podcast on that subject, where we do a deep dive on digestive enzymes. Thanks, Stephen, for joining us. I'm Dr. Ron Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Texas tornadoes caused damage west of Fort Worth. A tornado was confirmed near the town of Toller, where several homes were damaged. Trees were knocked down, blocking roads. 2 people are believed dead after severe storms caused flash flooding near Oklahoma City. Police say 2 vehicles were swept away. One wound up on top of the other. The 2 people in the top vehicle were able to get out safely. 3 people were in the bottom vehicle. Only one was able to escape. The Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President Trump's plan to end automatic birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. That order was halted nationwide by 3 district courts. During arguments on May 15th, the Supreme Court will consider whether those lower court judges exceeded their authority. In the meantime, the president's executive order remains blocked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration calls U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority, saying tariffs will force companies to have more products made in the U.S. to avoid steep price increases on their imports. The White House says that will lead to better paying American jobs for those making cars, appliances, and other goods. Economist Stephen Moore tells Salem Radio Network that the economy is changing due to breakthroughs in technology.
In 10, 15 years, there aren't going to be a lot of this is just a fact. There will not be a lot of factory jobs. The old, you know, people working on the assembly lines and stuff, those jobs are going away because of robotics. I mean, robotics is here. So, you know, parents, you don't want to raise your kids to be working in the factories because, well, guess what? Those will be done by machine.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than $1 a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The question is, could pro football return to the District of Columbia?
The NFL's Washington Commanders and the District of Columbia are in discussions on an agreement for a new football stadium in the nation's capital. The sides have not yet finalized a deal that would pave the way for the Commanders and the city to build on the old RFK Stadium site. The Washington NBC affiliate reported Wednesday that the team and D.C. government were close on the framework of an agreement.
A tech company is partnering with the University of Pittsburgh to create AI-powered tools for faster disease detection. The tech company, Leidos, has put $10 million towards the project. Their five-year collaboration will focus on developing AI that can quickly detect illnesses such as heart disease and cancer, aiming to reduce diagnostic turnaround times. Leidos has operated a national laboratory for cancer research for more than 25 years. News and analysis at townhall.com. Economist Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says the group's annual Rich States, Poor States report, released every April 15th, shows the lowest-ranking states generally have the highest taxes and most regulations.
Where you have the top 10 states that have a very free market outlook, low taxes across the board, incentivizing entrepreneurship and small business. And it's just a much different environment of getting government out of the way of businesses and individuals versus having government be empowered to make all the decisions.
Williams spoke with Salem Radio Network. Police are looking into two swatting incidents made against addresses linked to the Frisco teenager who was fatally stabbed in the heart at a track meet in April. False 911 calls were made reporting gunshots at the homes of Austin Metcalf's family members over the past several weeks. Police have charged 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony with that murder. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Run, it mostly aired out of Hollywood and benefited from great writing and top-notch acting. In this example, I believe Elliot Lewis plays the lead. He's joined by Ken Christie, with Bill Foreman as the Whistler. It's from April 23rd, 1945.
And I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak. ...1915 was a big year for a lot of people in New York City. Herman Arnold, for instance. Herman Arnold, the gambler, was murdered. And because of that, it was a big year for Jerry Mason, drugstore clerk. Yes, 1915 was the year Jerry Mason met Mr. Death. You see, just before he died, Herman Arnold persuaded Jerry Mason to embezzle $1,800 from the safe at Thatcher's drugstore where he worked. He was going to double it overnight. That's what Jerry told Laurie Crane, his girlfriend. Only then the news came. Arnold was murdered. The money was gone. And all Laurie could say was,
Jerry, maybe we better run. Leave town.
Are you crazy? They'd catch us sooner or later. I'll think of something now. Let me alone.
Yes, if it hadn't been for Herman Arnold and his foolproof scheme for doubling that embezzled money, Jerry Mason might never have met Mr. Death. But the meeting was in the cards that night in April 1915. Everything that happened was in preparation for the meeting. Herman Arnold's death, Mr. Thatcher's coming back from his vacation, and after Laurie's phone call.
Oh. Oh, sorry, I kept you waiting. The phone.
Yeah, got some aspirin?
Yeah, sure.
There you are, 25.
Open kind of late tonight, aren't you? Here.
Yeah, I was about to close up when you came in. That's 25 out of... Hey.
What's the matter?
Well, you gave me a $1,000 bill.
Yeah, I know. There's something else I want to buy besides aspirin.
Well, I can't make change for this.
You can keep the change.
Huh?
And there are four more just like that one for you. When you deliver.
I don't get it, mister.
We alone?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, we're alone.
You're pretty hard up for dough, ain't you? Small matter of $1,800.
Who told you?
Never mind, I know. There's something we want to buy, Mr. Mason. You're the only guy in town who sells it.
Yeah?
This ain't ordinary merchandise, Mr. Mason. I understand you have a regular customer by the name of Ted Townley.
Yeah, the newspaper columnist.
What's he buy here?
Has his prescriptions filled.
What kind of prescription?
Chlorohydrate. He can't sleep at night without it.
Pretty powerful drug, ain't it?
Not in small doses. I put it up for him in capsule.
I see. What about large doses?
What do you mean?
I mean, if he was accidentally to take a capsule, well, it was loaded with maybe three times as much as usual.
Oh, well, that wouldn't happen. I'm very careful. 8 grains is all.
Suppose you accidentally loaded one of them capsules, Mr. Mason.
Oh.
Get it?
I see. You want to buy a murder.
It's only murder when you get caught. Now, if Mr. Townley was to be found the next morning dead with an overdose of chloral hydrate in him, what would you say? That is, if you was holding the post-mortem.
Well, I'd check the rest of the capsules in the box.
Uh-huh. And suppose you found them all kosher.
Then I'd say he took more than one on purpose.
Is it worth $5,000?
I don't know.
$5,000 just to load one capsule and slip it in his next prescription?
All right, I'll do it.
You're smart, Mr. Mason. I'll have the other $4,000 for you within an hour after Mr. Townley wakes up dead.
Good night, Mr. Mason.
$5,000. I'm okay. I better close up now.
Pardon me.
How'd you get in here?
I came in through the side door. I've been looking at the magazines over there behind the rack. I'd like to purchase this.
How long have you been here?
Oh, half an hour or more. I hope you don't mind.
That man who just left?
Yes, I saw him. I didn't want to interrupt. You both seem to be so interested.
You heard what we were saying?
Oh, I didn't pay much attention. You see, I'm quite excited. I'm going on a trip to Europe. I take this issue of travel, if you don't mind. It has a remarkable article on Syria. Have you ever been to Europe, Mr. Mason?
How'd you know my name?
Oh, I happened to hear that gentleman call you, Mr. Mason.
Is that all you heard?
Well, what's the matter, Mr. Mason? I'm dreadfully sorry if I eavesdropped, but it was entirely unintentional.
I see. Magazine's 25 cents.
There you are.
Thanks.
I'm so excited about my trip, I can hardly close my eyes at night. It's a good thing I don't do this very often. They say a large proportion of American businessmen die prematurely because they can't sleep at night.
What made you say that?
Why, it's true. You know, Mr. Mason, this will be the first time in my life I've left New York State, except for a trip or two to Jersey City, of course. No wonder I'm excited, eh?
When are you leaving?
May 1st. Oh, say, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
What?
Well, the next issue of Travel has an article on English inns. I wonder if you'd be kind enough to put one aside for me.
Okay, I'll save you.
Oh, I'll come in for it. It should be a week or so, shouldn't it?
Or just before the 1st of May. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much. I'll be going.
Oh, I'm sorry about being so touchy. You know, that other customer, he kind of had me on edge. He kept talking in riddles. You hear what he was telling me?
What? Just a word now and then. Enough to...
To what?
To know it was none of my business. Good night, Mr. Mason. I'll be back on April 30th for the magazine.
You're listening to The Whistler on Win Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Forget about Lori waiting for you at her apartment. Forget about the little man. Just go home and get some sleep. Two o'clock. Forget about the little man, Jerry. Just an innocent old fuddy-duddy who happened to stroll in that side door at the wrong time. Go on, get some sleep. He knows. He must know. He knew your name, didn't he? If he could hear that, he could hear the rest. That is, if he was listening. Wait a minute. Get hold of yourself. Are you going to toss over $5,000 because of a crazy hunch and go to prison for embezzlement when Thatcher starts looking for that $1,800? Are you yellow? Don't be stupid. Get some sleep. Yes, get some sleep.
Jerry, you look like a ghost.
I couldn't sleep all night. I got to decide right now. Townley will be in here for his prescription any minute.
We made a wrong guess, Jerry. About the 1800.
I know.
I love you, Jerry. Don't let them drag you down any farther.
But what about Thatcher's money?
Jerry, it's murder.
If I get caught, it's murder. I just can't get that guy with the magazine out of my mind.
Townley's a big man, Jerry. They won't pass it off without a question. He knows too much about too many people.
Well, there can only be one answer, I tell you. The guy's an addict, and everybody knows that people like that die from overdoses every day. I'm a cinch. If that little guy with the glasses is as dumb as he looks.
Oh. Morning, Jerry.
Oh, Mr. Townley. How's newspaper business?
Rotten, thanks.
Oh, this is my fiancée, Miss Crane.
Miss Crane?
How do you do?
A word of advice, Miss Crane. Keep him away from the newspaper business. Fate worse than death. How about my chemicals, Jerry?
Yes, sir. If you can wait, I'll have it for you in just a minute.
Okay. I really mean it, Miss Crane.
You do?
Maybe she's right, Jerry. Maybe you'd better forget the whole mess. And yes, throw away $5,000. More money than you'll ever have if you live to be 100. Townley's a nice guy. Be ashamed to bump him off. Maybe Thatcher will listen to reason about the discrepancy. Let you off easy. Yes, take that capsule out and look at it for a minute.
$5,000. Right in the palm of my hand. $5,000. All right, Mr. Townley. There's one for good measure.
It's done, Jerry. No way of changing it now. And even you're surprised when it pays off only two nights later. Two more nights without sleep, by the way. It's about midnight when you hear someone at the door.
Oh, now, who could that be at this time of night? Yes?
You Jeremiah T. Mason?
That's right.
Sorry to get you out of bed this time of night, Mr. Mason. I'm Hodges, Homicide Bureau.
Homicide?
Don't be alarmed. Just making a routine investigation. It hasn't come out in the papers yet, but Ted Townley, the columnist, was found dead in his apartment this afternoon. Overdose of sleeping powder.
I see. Well, come in, please.
Thanks.
Sit down?
Yeah. It'll only be a minute. I understand you're employed by the Thatcher Drug Company where Townley got his prescriptions filled.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I usually put them up myself.
What was the drug?
Chloral hydrate.
Mm-hmm. How long had he been taking it?
Oh, I think about 5 years.
I see.
Excuse me for a minute.
Sure, go ahead.
Hello?
Mr. Mason?
Yeah.
You did a nice job.
Oh, don't apologize, Laurie. You didn't get me out of bed. Inspector Hodges of the Homicide Squad is here.
I get you.
It seems Townley, the columnist, was found dead in his apartment.
I'll address that door to General Delivery. Name of Charles Henshaw. Got it?
Yes, that's it. He got the drug from us. That's why the inspector's here.
Take it easy, pal. Remember, they ain't got a thing on you. So long.
All right. Good night, dear. I'll see you tomorrow. Sorry, Inspector.
That's okay. Nothing irregular about the case, of course. Stomach contents analyzed as chloral hydrate. Doctor tells me you'd had trouble with Townley. Said the guy was turning into a regular addict.
Well, if there's anything I can do...
Forget it. This will probably close it up. Don't think you'll even have to testify. Well, thanks a lot, Mason. Sorry I had to disturb you.
Well, that's quite all right, Inspector.
Good night, Mason. Hey, better get back to bed and get some sleep. You look like you've had a hard day.
Yes, try and sleep, Jerry. You're exhausted. Your arms and legs ache with fatigue, and your brain keeps spinning like a top. It's there every time you close your eyes, black and white circles, like a whirling rifle target, with a little man in glasses grinning at the center. Sleep, Jerry. Sleep. Sleep.
Thank you.
this, Jerry. Could you be dreaming that you're walking in Central Park alone? There's not a breath of air. The leaves of the trees hang limp and motionless. It's too quiet to be real.
Oh, Mason.
Huh? What? Townley. Mr. Townley, you can't...
Oh, yes, I can. Here, I want you to meet a friend of mine.
Why, you're... No, no.
Oh, yes, yes, we've met before, Mr. Townley. I happened in the drugstore on the night Mr. Mason made arrangements for your departure.
Mason, I want you to meet Mr. Death.
Mr. Death?
Right.
Odd name, isn't it? Death, D-E-A-T-H.
You see, I've retained Mr. Death to handle my case. He specializes in cases of this kind. You know, double crosses, cold-blooded murders, that sort of thing. He's a man of exceptional ability. I was lucky to get him.
What do you mean?
Mr. Death is what you might call a retributionist.
Precisely. A retributionist. Deal in retribution, evening up old scores. Rather uncommon practice. Yes. You see, Mr. Mason, we operate on the premise that it's still murder, even if you don't get caught.
No.
Now, relax, Mr. Mason. You haven't a thing to worry about. Everything is taken care of. All the details can be worked out before I leave on my trip. Seen this issue of Travel, Mr. Mason. Remarkable article on Syria.
You're wrong. I have nothing to
do. We're not angry at you, Mason. For that matter, you did me a favor. I much prefer this to the newspaper business. There's no reason why we can't handle this matter of retribution as a nice, friendly little deal.
Of course we will. Now, let's talk about your trip.
My trip?
My one passion is travel, Mr. Mason, and I suspect you have hidden leanings toward it yourself, so I've arranged for you to take a trip, too.
No.
It'll be a much more interesting trip than mine, I assure you. I don't have the itinerary as yet.
No, go away! Go away! Go away! No, no, go! Go! It was a dream. It was only a dream. Laurie, you have no idea what it was like. They both grinned at me and talked about retribution and a long trip.
Well?
What?
I shouldn't say I told you so, I guess.
There was no other way out, Laurie.
I know. I suppose I'm as guilty as you are. You just aren't a murderer, Jerry. You haven't got the right kind of a mind.
This was so real.
You've got to get hold of yourself. It's done, and there's nothing we can do to change it. Now, where's the money?
Here. I picked it up at the post office this morning.
Small bills. Good. I'll return it to the safe. Mr. Thatcher might get in early.
You'll have it all ready for him.
And I'll be back later this afternoon. Now, you've got to get some sleep.
I know, but every time I close my eyes, I see him.
Forget him, will you? I told you, it's only your imagination.
All right. I'll go to sleep. Well, before you go, fix me another bromide, will you?
Mr. Mason, I'm sorry to intrude, but there are still a few things we should discuss.
Go away! You're not real.
You're just like all the others.
The others?
Yes, I suppose it's just one of the problems every retributionist has to put up with. Nobody believes he's real. Purely a philosophical problem, of course.
What?
Depends on what you mean by real. But that isn't getting us anywhere, is it? Now, let's see. Mr. Townley left me several instructions here. Oh, by the way, he sends his apologies. He wasn't able to come this afternoon.
What do you mean, instructions?
Oh, of course. I haven't had a chance to explain how retributionists operate, have I? No, well, we're like architects, Mr. Mason.
Architects?
Precisely. You see, we get a general picture of the client's needs, then we present a plan.
Plan for what?
A blueprint for retribution, of course. You see, I have yours right here. Mr. Townley has approved of it, by the way.
I see. Suppose I don't approve.
That won't affect it one way or the other. You see, Mr. Mason, once a plan is prepared and approved, the subject has nothing to do but wait. I've taken such an interest in your case, I prepared a rather original plan. If I do say so myself.
You're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
Oh, nothing is more certain than retribution, Mr. Mason. Now, let's see. Oh, yes. I wanted to discuss the time element with you. It's been rather important in your case. We usually work over a period of years, but it happens that I want to take advantage of an unusual opportunity. Your date has been set at April 30th.
That's tomorrow.
Yes.
The blueprint. Let me see it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. That's out of the question.
Oh, it's not a plan at all. It's a travel magazine. Give it to me.
I said you can't touch it, Mr. Mason.
Oh, no.
All right. Try. You see? You can't touch the plan, Mr. Mason. All you can do is wait. Just wait.
Jerry?
What?
Jerry, it's me, Laurie. What? Open the door.
Jerry, Mr. Thatcher's back. About an hour after I put the money in the safe. I told him you were sick.
April 30th, he said. Tomorrow.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing to do but wait, huh? Tomorrow, he's coming back for that travel magazine, the one I saved for him.
Why, you're out of your mind.
I'm okay. Listen, go back and tell Thatcher I'm going to work all day tomorrow. Tell him to stay home and unpack anything.
What are you going to do?
I got a date, Laurie. A date with Mr. Death.
A date with Mr. Death. But remember, you were dreaming, Jerry. But now the dream's getting all mixed up with reality. That's the way your mind gets, all mixed up. You're going on your nerves now. 5 days without sleep. 5 days on double bromides. Your muscles ache and there's a throbbing pain at the base of your skull. And though you don't sleep the rest of the night, Mr. Death's still there, grinning at you from the center of the black and white rifle target, waiting for tomorrow. He doesn't know you're not going to take it lying down. That there's something you can do besides wait. Something he might not expect when he comes in as he promised he would pick up the new travel magazine. You stagger through the next day, and finally, just as before, the door opens at about closing time.
Hello there, Mr. Mason.
Oh, it's you.
I hope you remembered about the travel magazine.
Yes, I remembered. Here you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Mason. 25.
Yes. Say, where do you live?
Up on East 78th Street, near the river.
Well, I live up that way. I'm about to close up now. I'll take you home.
Oh, fine, fine. Why are you stopping here by the river, Mr. Mason?
All right, Mr. Death. It's April 30th.
What do you mean?
You heard what we were talking about that night, didn't you? Got the whole works. Lean back and wait, huh? Just sit around and wait for you to spring the works on the cops. Tell them I killed Ted Townley. Did you have that in mind for April 30th, huh? Tonight, maybe?
I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did, Mr. Death. Retribution, huh? Well, maybe this is something you forgot to put in your blueprint.
No, oh, don't let the blueprint.
There's nothing to worry about now, Jerry. Mr. Death is out of your life for good, deep in the river with a 100-pound chain around his neck. And there are no prying friends or relatives to inquire for him. You can sleep now, and it's wonderful, isn't it? No more leering faces. No more blueprints. Just the good, solid black velvet of sleep. 24 hours of it, just like a baby. The old bounce is back the next night, and you can smile again.
Jerry, you're sure it was...
Don't worry, baby. They'll never find him. Oh, man, I feel like $1 million. Oh, by the way, I'm going on a trip. Mr. Thatcher told me I needed a vacation.
Trip? Where?
Well, look what I found in Mr. Death's pocket. Complete grand tour, first cabin all the way.
Well, but you can't use that ticket, the name.
No, you don't know me, baby.
But what about passports?
Took care of that, too.
Oh, you're taking a chance, Jerry.
Oh, no. I wouldn't miss this for the world. After all, Laurie, it isn't every day a guy picks up a free ride on a boat like the Lusitania.
Yes, you really got yourself a free ride, Jerry. But perhaps that was part of the blueprint, too. The luxury liner Lusitania and that German torpedo off the coast of Ireland.
The Whistler is broadcast for your entertainment by the marketers of Signal gasoline and motor oil and fine quality automotive accessories, and by your neighborhood Signal dealer. This program, directed by George W. Allen, with tonight's story by Harold Swanton, music by Wilbur Hatch, is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Marvin Miller speaking.
Meet Mr. Death from April 23rd, 1945. The title character handled by, I believe, Elliot Lewis. Not only a top radio actor, he also served as a producer and director for Broadway's My Beat, Suspense, Pursuit, and Crime Classics. His best-known comedy acting work was playing Frankie Remley on the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. Based on a real-life musician, he got the role when the real Remley failed the audition to play himself and kindly recommended Lewis. I'm Greg Bell, and up next we have Bob Bailey in the final installment of The Long Shot Matter. It's a five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline that originally played out in June of 1956. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'd like you to get a picture of what it's like here. Very quiet, for one thing. I've never been in such a quiet place, and it's pretty dark. No light except my flashlight. Tell you what, you go now and douse all the lights you have on. Go ahead, put out the lights.
The greatest stars of stage and screen and the greatest writers of print and radio combine to keep you on the edge of your seat in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Suspense, Motive for Murder.
I opened my handbag and my fingers closed around Mr. Jensen's gun. He looked down at it.
Hey, what?
I said I've changed my mind.
Okay, okay. That's the way you feel. I don't argue with a girl who's got a gun.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills brings you moments of desperation and danger.
I took the stuff she had piled up on the dresser. Bracelets, rings, pins. I stuffed his wallet into my pocket. Then I got out. I got out as fast as I could.
Mickey Rooney, Lucille Ball, Lana Turner, Ralph Edwards, and more star in 20 nerve-stretching exercises in crime, mystery, and the uncanny.
Quite frankly, I'd like to get out of here. I can well imagine people becoming unhinged in this place. I find myself pretty jumpy. Not being very brave, am I?
Today, our listeners can get Suspense Motive for Murder for 50% off. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 to get your copy for only $19.98.
And the front door slowly opened. And then there were slow, halting footsteps along the short hall to the sitting room where an old woman waited.
Order Suspense Motive for Murder today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 so you can hear
a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
The Tapo C120 home security cam from TP-Link. Because this security cam is so versatile, you can use it in ways you might just not have thought of. Jens Hennings from TP-Link explained.
If it does detect a motion or even a sound, the camera will detect sound too. So if you're setting it up as, let's say, a baby monitor, it'll hear a baby crying and then give you a notification so that you can log in and check out what's going on in the baby room. It has two-way audio, so through your phone and through the app, you can communicate back and forth via two-way audio. So if you do have it mounted outside your front door, you can speak to anyone who's at the front door if there's someone making a delivery.
Check out your home security options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where, as promised, here is the finale of the Long Shot Matter. It's a Johnny Dollar storyline that originally played out over five consecutive weeknights in late June of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Laura Considine, Mr. Dollar. You don't know me, but...
Oh, but I do, Mrs. Considine. You're the best friend a doctor ever had. Dr. Palmquist, that is.
Mr. Dollar,
he paid you a professional call the night his wife was murdered. That was lucky. Alibis don't grow on trees.
Just a minute, Mr.
Look,
Dollar.
Lady, I've been slugged, shot at. Matter of fact, someone tried to pick me off with a rifle a couple of hours ago, right near your house. Maybe Dr. Palmquist will alibi you this time. Return the courtesy.
Will you please listen? I've got to see you. I've got to talk to you.
All right, when?
An hour. The bar at your hotel.
The martinis will be waiting.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to National Underwriters Association, 1180 River Road, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the long shot matter. Expense account concluded. There were still a lot of questions, like where I was getting, trying to find out who really had killed Mrs. Palmquist. Like, was it all a smoothly planned frame on the part of her doctor husband? Or had it been a prowler killing by another man now in jail? Or had the dead woman's son, Eric, a complex we didn't know about? Mrs. Considine was 5 minutes late, but I hope she could answer some of them.
Mr. Dollar?
Oh, come now, Mrs. Considine, that reading. It implied we haven't met before, and you know that we have.
Well, I don't remember.
The day you visited Dr. Palmquist in the hospital and pretended you had the wrong room. Sit down.
There was a reason for that.
Sure, there's one for everything.
Is there? You think Victor Palmquist had something to do with his wife's death. Well, you're wrong. Completely wrong.
Correction. You don't know what I'm thinking, and being wrong is anybody's privilege.
You don't know about Victor, Mr. Dollar. What his life's been like, what he had to put up with.
Why don't you tell me, Mrs. Considine?
That wife of his. A millstone around his neck. A woman in love with a bottle.
Go on.
And that son of his, that Eric. Insane. Completely insane. He hates his father. He always has. He gains a fortune by that woman's death. But do you suspect him? No, of course not. You badger a man like Victor Palmquist. Now, does that make sense?
You're building a big thing on the fact that a lot of people hate Victor Palmquist, but you're overlooking something.
Mr. Dollar.
Where there's that much hate, there's always a good reason. I went to the hotel garage, rented a car, and pointed it toward Burbank. There was a man in a pawn shop there I wanted to see. The man who had identified Lonnie Miller as the buyer of the gun that had killed Mrs. Victor Palmquist. He turned out to be a mild, friendly little guy with thick glasses and a desire to please. He barely glanced at my identification, pushed it back over the counter to me, and smiled.
What do you want to know?
Everything you can remember about the man who bought the gun, Mr. Leonard.
What's to remember? A kind of skinny, gray-haired fella come in, said he wanted to buy a gun. I showed him one he bought.
He showed you a driver's license for identification, didn't he?
I copied the information right here in the book. Right here. Lonnie Miller, 173, Fuller, San Diego, height 6 feet, weight 152, color white hair. Here, look yourself.
Yeah. Look at this paper, Mr. Leonard. One of these, the fella?
Let's see.
Leonard adjusted his glasses and leaned forward to peer at the newspaper I'd put on the counter. It was the way I was leaning on the paper that really started the whole thing. The two pictures were side by side, Dr. Palmquist in a business suit and Lonnie Miller in a cap, leather jacket, and work pants. My arm was covering everything but the faces. Lerner moved my arm before pointing out Miller as the buyer of the gun. Then he nodded emphatically.
Sure, that's the fellow who bought the gun, that Miller.
You had to move my arm before you'd say so, Mr. Lerner.
You were covering up half the picture. What am I, a mind reader?
No, but I think you might have made the most normal mistake in the world.
Wait, wait. You were trying to tell me this Miller didn't come in here and buy a gun from me?
That's about it.
So how come a fellow who wasn't here gave me a driver's license and said he was?
That's a good question, Mr. Lerner. There were two people I wanted to see now real bad. Lieutenant Barry at Homicide and Lonnie Miller, Cell 8A, City Jail. I streaked down to headquarters and guess what? The lieutenant was out on police business. Should be back in a while. I knew Lonnie Miller wasn't out, so I settled for him. There were only two or three questions I wanted to ask him, but they were important. I spent about 15 minutes in the cell with Miller, got my answers, and they made sense now. Then I spent an hour waiting for the lieutenant. He finally showed. This time, he was the hard sale, even after I discussed what I'd figured out at the pawn shop.
Johnny, Johnny, I'm tired.
Oh, sure, me too. Now, look, Lieutenant, you know what I'm pushing is possible. Dr. Palmquist and Lonnie Miller are approximately the same size, age, coloring. Even the bone structure is fairly similar.
But they don't look alike.
They don't have to, because it's the impression that counted here.
Johnny!
That's exactly what Palmquist was counting on. Now, look, Lieutenant, you've been around. You know what people go by when they're asked to identify someone. An all-over impression.
So?
And you know a big factor is clothes. Particularly the type of clothes.
All right, all right. What are you going for?
This. If Dr. Palmquist walked into that pawn shop wearing a cap, leather jacket, and work pants, and then, 6 days later, you show the pawnbroker a picture of Lonnie Miller dressed in the same kind of clothes, you know whom he'll identify every time. Especially when he'd already seen a driver's license made out to Lonnie Miller.
A thousand ways to make a living. What did I pick?
Lieutenant.
This? Look, suppose I buy that. Where are you?
Dr. Palmquist, for some reason or other, wants his wife dead. He needs a patsy. So he picks up Lonnie Miller, a hitchhiker on the Pacific Coast Highway.
If you say so.
At a coffee stop, the doctor remembers something he left in the car. He goes out for a minute, sticks a match or a toothpick in a tire valve, guaranteeing a flat a few miles further on. So when they stop, it's the doctor who looks at the flat, gets rid of the toothpick. Grateful for the lift, Miller changes the tire. You ever change a tire on a hot summer night?
Well, sure.
You took off your jacket, didn't you?
How else?
That's what Doc was counting on. He had a couple of minutes alone with Miller's jacket and lifted his driver's license. Then he keeps Miller in town on the promise of a job. He buys the gun at the Burbank pawn shop wearing work clothes and giving Miller's license as identification. Monday night, he killed his wife, called Miller to the house with a phony story about a job, struck him from behind, and staged the scene the police found. Smooth, huh?
Johnny, can you see me going to the DA with all that theory and no proof? Palmquist would laugh me out of town.
Barry, look.
Knock it off. You're no kid. You know I'm right.
Ah.
Well, don't go away mad.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Tom.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Eric's been drinking all day, brooding, working himself into a rage, saying terrible things about Mrs. Considine and his father, and about his father being a murderer. I don't know what he'll do. Help me, Johnny, please.
He give you any idea of where he was headed?
He mentioned going home to get a gun and then going to Mrs. Considine's house. Johnny, I'm afraid.
All right, come on. The drive to the Palmquist house on the Palisades was a long one, but educational. Because Steffi had nothing to hide now. She was just a kid worried to death about her husband. And her bitterness toward Dr. Palmquist came rolling out.
He's an easy man to hate, my father-in-law. All charm on the outside. Petty little dictator inside. Man who's trying to prove something, who can't abide weakness, who tries to make everyone over into his own image. A horrible man.
Tell me about Eric's brother.
Paul. He was the favorite, the doctor's pride and joy. They hunted together all the time. Only one day, Paul had a cold, tried to get out of a hunting trip. This offended the doctor's weakness fetish. It made the boy feel like a coward, so Paul went hunting and died of pneumonia. Mrs. Palmquist never got over it, as you saw before she was killed. Nice, Johnny. You like the family I married into?
The house was dark when we got there. We hurried to Eric's bedroom, and Steffi leaned against the door, weak with relief. Eric lay sprawled on the bed, snoring fine alcoholic noises. The rifle he still clutched made very clear what he'd been thinking about before the liquor had taken over. We were just getting him comfortable when we heard it. A car pulling into the garage. Palmquist. I got Steffi down the back stairs and out of the house as soon as I was sure he was inside. And then I turned back. Because suddenly I was tired of a killer walking around free while everyone else stepped softly. And the anger was good. Because it suddenly drove into my mind the one thing Palmquist might have overlooked. I let myself into the garage with a small window. Moved to the doctor's big car. You ever try to force open a car trunk with a claw hammer? Don't. A, it's rough. And B, it takes your eyes off the door leading to the kitchen.
Why don't you ask me for the key, Dollar?
A gun, Doctor? No instrument of healing? Oh, that's nice. And it tells me something about the trunk. That there's a spare tire in there that's flat, but doesn't have a puncture. A service station might remember a thing like that, huh, Doctor?
That's right, Mr. Dollar. Goodbye.
It couldn't pick me off because of the car. But the car was working against me, too. You did better with a rifle yesterday, Doctor.
I'll manage, Mr.
Whew.
man my age through windows, no less.
He had it?
Nah, he'll look good in court.
Small question, Lieutenant. Not that I'm ungrateful.
Ask.
Aren't you a long way from home?
I didn't like the look in your eye when you stomped out. You know something, Johnny? You're easier to tail than a trolley car.
Expense account item 12, $71. L.A. hotel bill. Item 13, $174.90. Return airfare to Hartford. Expense account total, $490.80. Details? Eric Palmquist admitted sending us the original warning note out of fear of his father. He never knew till the death of his mother that he himself was the beneficiary. Remarks about Hollywood. Let's call it the Easterner's Revenge. Quote, it's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Unquote. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Tony Barrett, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Virginia Gregg, Victor Perrin, Lillian Bayef, Russell Thorson, James McCallion, Edgar Berrier, Don Diamond, and Herb Butterfield. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino and Carl Fortina. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Of the Long Shot Matter from late June 1956. We'll debut our next Johnny Dollar storyline, The Alder Matter, at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the author of The Long Shot Matter, Tony Barrett, later found TV fame. For example, he was a co-creator and writer for late 1960s, early 70s hit police detective series, which starred Michael Cole, Peggy Lipton, and Clarence Williams III. I'll name it, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, and a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
People, it sure looks strange to me. I've been listening to my story about a man named Jed. We're a mountaineer burning.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code novelty77.
When everybody said about the bird, the bird, 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 the bird, the winner, winner, bird, 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 bird is the winner, winner.
Four CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code novelty77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember, promo code novelty77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, I was talking about Tony Barrett. He penned the Johnny Dollar storyline that we just wrapped up. Well, a decade later, Barry was the co-creator and a writer for a late 1960s, early 70s hip police detective series. It starred Michael Cole, Peggy Lipton, and Clarence Williams III. The answer is the Mod Squad. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, folks, take a little time and visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.